It's your daily voice note talking about those uncomfortable conversations in your relationship, in your friendships, in your environment, in your family, in your mind. Listen to this podcast with an open mind. Treasure this podcast because nobody is ever going to tell you this. Hey guys, welcome to 2023. Oh my God, I'm so excited for this year. I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for you as well. Listen to this podcast because if this podcast does not make you feel any better by the end of this year, it doesn't give you an encouragement or it doesn't make you rethink those thoughts you had, then I promise I haven't done the mission that I've set myself to do by the end of this year, 2023, because I want to make a change in your life when you listen to this podcast. But before we go any further, you have noticed that the podcast has changed. The title of the podcast is now Daily Voice Note because I have felt like every single time I send you these podcasts, I do them on my phone. And when I'm doing the podcast, I feel like I'm sending a voice note to a friend because I speak everything that I feel in my mind to you. And so many of you have liked this. Your comments, your voice notes, your messages are so encouraging and very inspiring. So this is why I want to say your daily voice note to you. And oh my God, I'm just so excited. Today, as we start this year, and as it's a Monday, I want to start on something that is very encouraging for you. And every single time you listen to this voice note or to this podcast, I want you to listen to this podcast with an open heart and an open mind. Now, today's topic, I'm going to be talking about habits, resolutions and things to do. I know I always talk about relationships on here, but this time around, I want us to start off on a foot or on a way of doing things that are really going to benefit us. Now, it's 2023 and you're thinking about things and resolution and stuff that you want to do. One thing that I can say to you as a tip as we start is make sure that you write down everything that you feel like you want to accomplish. Anything that you put out to the universe is bound to happen to you. When you put out negative energy, it's bound to happen. When you put out positive energy, it is bound to happen to you. So I want you to seal your bound by writing down all those things that you feel like you want to do. Not writing down goals, just writing down things that you feel like you need to get done within this year. Don't set a time limit to yourself. Just write it down and say it out loud. Have conversations with friends and ask them, what are you setting yourself to do this year? What do you want to do this year? And make sure that you put it down and make sure that they know about these things. The other habit, I was going to say, the other thing that I would like to give you as encouragement today is make sure that you pick up a new habit, something new that you know is going to nourish you. One thing that so many people talk about is that this year I want to read, but the realistic thing is that some people are not readers. Some people are not readers of books. Yes, books are going to help you. Some people are more of listeners. Some people are more of watchers. So I want to say to you is that pick up a habit and make sure that you do that habit. Do that habit according to your own pace. For example, set yourself just to say, I'm just going to do one thing today. The thing that I'm going to do today is make sure that I should drink water. I'm just going to focus on drinking water and make that a thing whereby you say, okay, this week, my mission is to drink as much water as I can. Habits become second nature to us. So when you carry on doing that habit every single day for a couple of days, it's going to become a habit, which will become a routine. And when it becomes part of you, it's hard for you to let go of it. So the tip that I want to say to you is that make it a habit to choose one habit that you can do throughout the week. Oh, I feel like a rapper when I say that. But just choose one thing. Say, I'm going to drink water this week. and that's all I'm going to focus on. Then you say, next week, I'm going to make sure that I go to the gym and I just do cardio. I'm going to focus on cardio just to get my body back into that spirit and that momentum for me to get on to doing things and just stick on that thing. The danger that so many of us do when the year is starting is that we set so many goals and so many resolutions and so many habits and then just boom, start. You know, the first of the day or the first of the month, you're just like, okay, cool. I'm going to the gym today. I'm going to drink water. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to eat something healthy. And then the day ends when you haven't done any of those things and then you feel bad. And I do not want you to get to that point whereby you start feeling bad, because when you get to that point whereby you start feeling low and feeling bad, that is the point whereby you start rejecting everything. You start rejecting all these habits. You start saying, I'm not good enough. I can never accomplish it. It's not for me. It's not meant for me. All those things. No, we're not doing that. The other thing that I want to say as we start this year, it's check up on people and allow yourself to speak how you feel. Last year in 2022, I have seen so many people that have just ended their lives, you know, due to emotions and feelings that they have been having. I'm sorry, this is a sensitive thing to talk about. And please do forward the podcast if you've got to this point and this is something very sensitive or raw to you and you can't listen to this. And I want to say to you is that please express how you feel. Don't get into a habit whereby you keep things to yourself, hoping that you'll solve them on your own and you'll be okay. People that don't make you feel comfortable to express how you feel deep down are people that you have to exclude yourself from in the beginning. You need to express yourself and be vulnerable. I know it's hard to be vulnerable because so many people use your vulnerability for their own benefit or a way to hurt you. But I want to say to you in this voice note that I'm sending to you right now is that express how you feel in any way that you're feeling. If you're feeling sad, express that emotion, feel that emotion. If you're feeling happy, feel happy. Don't feel the guilt that I am happy and this person is sad, so I cannot be happy. No, you are allowed to be happy because that's the moment you're in. That's the feeling you're having and that's your season at that very time. Normalize the seasons that you're in your life. And I'm saying that because so many times you don't normalize the seasons we're in. You're in a season of happiness and enjoy it. Let no one's downfall or someone feeling bad distract you, take away from your season of happiness, from your happiness that you're feeling, because you deserve to feel that way, you know. And sometimes you're in a season whereby you're low. Enjoy that season. Take that season on. Embrace that season. And let's stop telling people that don't cry, don't feel sad. No. No, we're not doing that in this year. So I want to say to you is that check up on people, and checking up depends on the person and checking up depends on someone's love language, you know, in terms of like, how do they feel like someone cares about them? Is it through a message? Is it through a phone call? Is it through going out for dinner? Is it through a walk? You know, check up on people and also check up on yourself. Be realistic with your own self. You're listening to this podcast, but you know there is a habit that is really bad for you, that you really struggle with, but you keep brushing it away. And you know deep down in your heart, if you just change that one habit, if you just pay attention to that one thing, a lot of things in your life will change. But you're too scared to touch it because you think it's going to open up wounds and scars that you've covered. I want to say to you, it is time for you to tap into those areas in life. You know, and you just never know what someone else is going through, just like nobody else will know what you're going through. Even as you listen to this voice now, I do not know what you're going through, what your situation is like and what your feeling is. But for one fact that I know is that you are alive today. You are fine today. I'm hoping, you know, you've got life and you can listen to this voice now. That is where your appreciation and your gratitude starts from. So when it comes to the new year, some of the things, rituals that I have, I know everyone has a ritual. My ritual when I start a new year is that I try as much as I can to declutter my whole entire room. I literally clear out my whole room. I make sure that I sleep in new bed sheets on the first, not new, but clean bed sheets. So sleep in clean, pure, that's my ritual, in clear, you know, clean room. I make sure that I take out everything that I don't want anymore, that hasn't added any benefit. I literally declutter, and decluttering allows me to say I'm entering into a new era, and what am I doing? So it's not too late for you to make yourself a ritual that you say, this is what I'm doing when I'm entering a new year. Some people prefer to go for prayers. I am a Christian, if you're listening to this. And some people prefer to go to church and pray and let it all out to enter into the new year and things like that. So whatever your ritual is, please do it. Or if you don't have a ritual, just, you know, you can just go through life the way you're doing it. And as we start this year, I want, if you're listening to this voice note, if you're listening to this podcast, I just want you to take time out. When something does not suit your season, take time out. Let it go. Let it be. The other point that I want to say to you is that don't be embarrassed of the visions and ambitions that you want to accomplish. Your vision is not supposed to make sense to somebody else, because that is your vision. How you envision yourself in the future and how you see yourself in the future does not make sense to anybody apart from you. You know, so don't be too scared of anything that you want to put down. If your goal this year is to travel, to go somewhere, or is to save a lot of money, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to save 10,000 this year, to someone who looks at you, they'll be like, how are you going to save 2,000? From where? Well, you just look at them and say, this is my vision and this is my goal. You don't see it, but I know I'm going to accomplish it. You know? So with that said, I just want to say to you, I hope this voice note has helped. I've just been speaking to you and how I've been feeling. But next week, we are going back into some kind of friendships and relationships. And I feel like something I did not speak about in 2023 was friendships. And I'm telling you, the next topic that we're having on the next podcast, which is going to be on Friday, is going to be talking about friendships and how your circle and your friendships impact how you feel and the relationships you get into. Anyways, thank you for listening to your daily voice note. My name is Lucy. I hope you do have a lovely 2023. I hope you have a lovely Monday. I hope you have an amazing day. And let me tell you something, even if things around you are not amazing, find something that you can just smile on and be like, huh, that was great. Bye-bye.